The word chronic means that, just that. It's ongoing, and in most patients, they battle it for the rest of their lives. During those first months, my health, my income, my home health nursing career, my savings, my social life, productivity, and ability to exercise were put through God's paper shredder. In addition, there went my self-sufficiency, pride, and independence. I'm glad I didn't give up my spiritual disciplines when I was training for the bicycle trip. After only a few days, I decided to change my one uninterrupted hour a week of prayer to 1 hour a day. And I turned in my shopping list style of praying for crying out to God to meet me in the unknown. Would I ever work again? How would I support myself? Daily, I had to turn over my financial fears and my health worries. After 10 months, down to my last dollars, my disability plan was approved. Since then, in 92, I've only worked minimal hours, and I've had 3 serious relapses, each leaving me more debilitated than the last. Then in 1998, I began to pray that the Lord would combine my talents, my education, my interests, and love for Christ into a God-sized position. After 6 years, I doubted it would happen. I thought God needed my health for this to happen. Instead, I was to learn, all God needs is my obedience. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5 was my verse for 2003. God knew my disability benefits were about to be terminated. And as time went on, through tears, prayer, and counseling, I began to see God was able to provide, and he had a plan. One day, someone asked me, how are you making it financially? Do you have food in your fridge? I said, I have food in my fridge. My house is paid for. I have no outstanding debt and money in the bank. How am I doing? Afterwards, I wondered how God really had done all of that. And so I began to keep what I called a God-come ledger. There's income and God-come. God-come for me is those non-financial provisions that he somehow provides for us. And in a 6-month period, my God-come provisions were $11,900 from over 40 sources. Today's doctor's visit was free, stated the receptionist. My mother just won 4 tickets to the Cubs game. Would you like them? Yes, that happens to be my birthday. You can take my pedestal sink in the house before I demolish it, the builder said. I have $800 in plane vouchers. Could you use them? Asked my cousin. Then in the fall of 2003, I met John and Carolyn Lutenbecka. I met John and Carolyn Lutenbecka, Billy Graham scholars from Tanzania, at a dinner gathering. And all fall, the Lord challenged me to have them over for dinner. But I was just coming out of this terrible place, and I thought, I don't have anything to offer them. They wouldn't want to come. And God kept nagging me. Well, you have an idea of the rest of those derogatory thoughts. And in the process, I almost missed the blessing God had for me. Finally, in December of 2003, days before they were returning to Tanzania, I invited them over. And they came in and said, they don't know what to do with some of these Africans don't know what to do with us single women. So they come in and ask questions like, how much do you pay for rent? Well, I own my house, I said. How much is your mortgage? I don't have a mortgage. God challenged me to pay it off. How much do you make a month, they asked. $450. Oh, you can't live in America on $450. I said, no, you're right, you can't.